Hey everybody, Pastor Steven Anderson here from Faithful Word Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona. About a month or so ago, I uploaded a video to YouTube called Victor Tay is a Modalist Heretic. And in that video, I was responding to a sermon that he preached where he taught modalism. And not only that, but he stated about Tyler Baker and the others that had been thrown out of Faithful Word Baptist Church. He said, well, I pretty much believe the same thing they believe. And then he proceeded to make a lot of statements in the sermon that were hardcore modalist type statements. So I uploaded that video, and then right away he backpedaled. He put up a video where he basically said, no, those guys are actually teaching false doctrine and heresy. They're not heretics per se, because I think they're saved, but they did teach false doctrine and heresy. And then he walked back some of his most radical modalist statements that he made in that sermon. He said, oh, that's not what I meant. And he clarified them and everything like that. So I ended up just taking down the video in the sense that I set it from public to private just so that it would not show up on YouTube. And I contacted him and told him why I took down the video. I said, you know, I took down the video because you agreed now that these guys are teaching heresy and false doctrine, and because you walked back some of your most radical modalist statements in that sermon. I told him you're still wrong on the Trinity, and I still don't agree with you at all, but you know, I took down that video just because you backed off on the most radical aspects of it. So I was just being nice by taking down the video. But then he's coming at me like, oh, that's not enough. You've lied about me. You falsely accused me. And all these people are coming to me telling me I need to apologize to him and I lied about him. Look, when I made that video, I was basing it on the information that I had, which was his heretical sermon where he's saying that he believes like these heretics. And he's teaching all kinds of modalist junk. But people don't seem to get it. They don't seem to understand. So I just set the video back to public again because, you know, if people want to say that I falsely accused him, I didn't falsely accuse him. Everything that I said in that video was as true as the day is long. And I wasn't taking back any of it. I was just taking down the video simply because he had backed off on the worst statements that he made. But, you know, since he didn't take down his sermon where he made those wicked statements and where he said that the guys that we threw out, that he believes like them, well, then, I'll just set my video back to public and it's back up again. But anyway, he put out just hours and hours of videos attacking me now, and I didn't have time to watch them all. But, you know, I did watch the part where he talks about the wedding ceremony because I just couldn't even believe that he would be bringing that up after all these years. You know, 7 years later, he wants to pull that out and go on and on about that debacle. But he totally lies about it. Everything else in the videos that I had time to watch was total lies. The calling upon the name of the Lord thing, he totally lies about how that went down. Let me just give you the true story of what happened with the wedding ceremony. So anyway, he needed to get married for legal reasons quickly, and so I wanted to help him out the best that I could, and we constantly do weddings on short notice at Faithful Word for various reasons. So, I was trying to help him get the wedding together. Now, just to give a little context, at this time in my life, I'm literally working like 80 hours a week or something in my fire alarm job in addition to pastoring. I'm constantly flying all over the place, constantly driving all over the place. I was putting like 80,000 miles a week on my cars. I'm sorry, good night. 80,000 miles a year on my car, 75 to 80,000 miles a year. Just a crazy work schedule during that time, burning the candle at both ends. And so, you know, I didn't have a lot of time back then. So he comes to me and wants to do the wedding. And when we're talking about how the wedding's going to be, and I'm explaining to him, hey, this is how we do weddings, this and that, he wanted to have just this totally avant-garde wedding. And the big thing was that he wanted to have his own custom wedding vows. So he's presenting me with these custom wedding vows that I need to administer these vows. And they were weird, they were avant-garde, they were not just a typical Christian traditional vows. It was just something that he had made up his own vows. And I told him, I said, look, I've only done a couple weddings. I'm not super comfortable performing weddings. And I don't want to do some wedding where the order of service is totally different, where the vows are totally different. I said, you know, I don't want to sit here and learn these new vows. I've memorized the traditional vows. That's what I use when I perform a wedding. I don't have the time or inclination to want to learn these vows. I think that these vows are weird. I don't think that they're, you know, I don't like this trendy kind of avant-garde thing. And I said, if we perform a wedding at our church, it reflects on our church. And I don't want people to think that our church is a place that just completely discards tradition and just does these radical weddings or these custom vows. I'm not into that. And I tried to be nice to him about it. He kept arguing with me about it, kept pushing me about it. Finally, I just told him, I said, look, you know, you just need to decide whether you want me to perform this wedding or not. Because if I perform the wedding, then, you know, the part that I do is going to be my way. You know, the part that I preach, the vows that I officiate. You know, there's other things in the wedding that are optional. There's other things that can be customized. But I don't want you putting words into my mouth where I have to administer these vows that I don't like, that don't represent, you know, what we do here. And so, you know, I said, I'm not going to do custom vows. I only provide one type of wedding, Victor. I provide a traditional wedding. And if you want to have a traditional wedding, then we'll do it. But I told him, I said, you need to decide what you want to do. Don't waste my time anymore, because we'd already spent a whole bunch of time going back and forth on it. I said, don't waste my time. I said, if you want to just go to the Justice of the Peace and get married, go right ahead. And I said, there's going to be no hard feelings. It's no problem. If you want to, you know, go to a different pastor and get married, no problem, no hard feelings. It's just that if you're asking me to do it, you know, this is what I offer. This is what I do when I perform a wedding. So he's going to think about it or whatever. So he calls me back, because we had some of this conversation in person, but some of it was over the phone because I was out of town, you know, as I was constantly out of town in those days. So I was out of town. It was a Thursday or a Friday. He calls me back and says, you know what, Pastor Anderson, I've thought about what you said, and I've decided that I'm going to have you perform the wedding. I said, okay, great, no problem. I said, well, when I get back on Sunday, we'll go over the details. So I come back on Sunday. We have a big wedding announcement in the bulletin that Sunday morning. Sunday night, we announce the wedding again. After church on Sunday night, Victor and Elizabeth stick around after the service so that we could go over everything and plan the wedding. So we have a real nice conversation, but it lasted for well over an hour. Put yourself in my shoes. I've been out of town for the last 3 days on a trip, okay? I get home late Saturday night. Sunday, I've got church, I've got soul winning, I've got church again in the evening. And so I haven't had a lot of time with my family. I'm busy, I'm exhausted, and you know, after church on Sunday night, I'd like to go home and be with my family. But instead, I spent well over an hour with him on that Sunday night, going over all the details of his wedding. We have a real nice conversation, and I let him make all kinds of decisions about his wedding. It was just there were certain things that were non-negotiable. So we went through, we made all the decisions, we planned everything, we wrote it all down. We're all done. It's been well over an hour. You know, turn off the lights. We're shutting the door to the building. We're walking out to the car, and he just looks at me and says, yeah, it just sucks that we can't have the wedding the way that we wanted it. You know, after I sat there and gave him a choice and said, look, if you want me to perform the wedding, this is how it's going to be. If you don't, it's no problem. Just let me know what you decide. But this is my, I mean, do I not have the right to decide what I do? Like, do I just have to be the slave and puppet of every person who comes to me and says, perform this ceremony, do it my way, preach this sermon? I mean, no, you know, I have the right to decide, you know, how I'm going to preach, how I'm going to perform weddings, how I'm going to perform funerals. And people don't have to use my services if they don't want that. But anyway, he just says, well, it just sucks, you know, that we couldn't have the wedding the way we wanted. I said, well, you know what, Victor, I'd hate for your wedding to suck. So you better just go do your own wedding then. And I wish you hadn't wasted my time, you know, because I should be home with my family right now. So, you know, I was pretty upset, and I ended up going home that night, and I told my wife, I said, hey, the wedding's off. You know, I just sat there for an hour and some trying to help Victor after a busy work trip. I could have been here hanging out with you. Instead, I'm going over this wedding for this ungrateful jerk. who basically, after I plan everything and make it real nice for him, says, well, it just sucks that we can't have it the way you want. When he could have had it the way he wanted it all he wants. Okay. So then, you know, basically the wedding announcement was in the bulletin. So we made a new bulletin for that Wednesday night. We made a new bulletin that deleted the wedding. And I got up on Wednesday night and said, hey, you know, Victor doesn't like the way I perform weddings. Victor doesn't like the ceremony that we offer, so he's going to do his own wedding. And, you know, that's what I basically said on that Wednesday night. And then he, you know, ended up going a different route, going with the Justice of the Peace. And I'll be shocked if the Justice of the Peace gave him exactly what he wanted and customized it to the point that he wanted to do it. But anyway, the point is, it's so ridiculous. Talk about not letting things go. You know, I mean, to just pull this out 7 years later, to bring this out 7 years later, and to just use this to attack me in a long list of other things, what a jerk I am and how mean I am or something. You know, to me, he was the one that was the jerk that wasted all my time when my time was very precious in those days, and then tells me it sucks after I put a bunch of hard work into planning it and learning how to do weddings and stuff, which, you know, performing weddings, not as easy as it looks. And I'd only done a few back then, so I wasn't comfortable just throwing everything out and starting from scratch on how to perform a wedding and, you know, on short notice and everything like that. And I wouldn't have done it anyway, because I don't perform weird weddings. I perform traditional weddings. And if people want to do something more exotic, then, you know, that's up to them. That's no problem. You know, I have no problem with that. And, you know, the thing is, after this, you know, before he left the church, I ended up taking him on a trip to Mexico, because he had to move to Mexico because his wife was an illegal immigrant, you know, through no fault of her own. It was her parents or whatever that brought her here. But, you know, so I had to take him down there. I didn't have to. I volunteered. I said, hey, let me take you down there, help you try to find a pastor. And I just want you to know what you're getting into. Before you decide to live in Mexico, let me just show you what you're getting into. So I took him on this trip, took him down there. And then when he left, I was nice to him. Hey, we're going to miss you, buddy. We love you. Thanks for everything. Thanks for bringing a lot of visitors to the church, all this stuff. You know, he just took that as he's never done any wrong. He was a great church member. Now, what that actually is forgiveness. You know, when people do dumb things, and he did many dumb things while he was at our church, he caused many problems, and frankly, he was a pain in my backside when he was at the church on many situations, major situations, okay? But because of the fact that I just forgive and let go and don't bring it up, then it's just like, oh, well, I was a great church member. I was, you know, Pastor Anderson loved me and thought I was great. No, you know, I did love you, Victor, but the point is, though, that you burned me a bunch of times, and I actually just let it go. I'm not like you, where I just pull something out 7 years later and just some drama about a wedding. I mean, you know, you sit there and you make these videos and you want to go on and on some soap opera drama about a wedding that happened 7 years ago. You know, why don't you just let it go? You know, I'm just making this video just to give my side of the story, because people are so dumb. They go on your video and they just think that everything that you're saying is just, oh, well, that's the gospel truth. Well, actually, no, it's all lies. And so, you know, it's just amazing how I can forgive and move on and be nice to somebody, but then they just want to pull this stuff out and throw it in my face. Or I can take the high road and say, well, I'll delete the video about you being a modalist heretic since you walked back your most radical statements. And then all of a sudden it's like, ooh, you're a false accuser. You lie. You know you were wrong. That's why you deleted the video. Well, you know what? Are you happy now? Because the video is back up. You know, it's just, the bottom line is, Victor Tay is a false teacher for a lot of reasons, okay? He's pastoring a non-denominational church out in Australia. He's got all kinds of doctrine that we don't agree with. Drinking's fine. Divorce is acceptable under certain circumstances. No tithing. No musical instruments. He's got all kinds of goofball teachings and practices. His church is totally different style. It's not a hard preaching church. It's a PowerPoint type church. It's not even close to being an independent fundamental Baptist church. And if people want to think that that's an independent fundamental Baptist church, or that that's the best church in their area, go ahead. But let me just go on the record. I would never attend that church. I don't want any fellowship or anything to do with him. And just because he attended Faithful Word Baptist Church for 1 year does not mean that he's like us. He is not like us at all. I would go to a different church. I don't like Victor Tay. When he was here, he was constantly rebellious and constantly having a weird attitude, constantly coming up with weird doctrines, vein jangling, navel gazing stuff. And, you know, yeah, did I try to get along with him? Yeah. Was I nice to him? Yeah. But the point is, though, that now that I see what he's doing over there in Australia with his church, you know, I can look back and see how that's how he was when he was here. And that's just where that attitude takes you. So, you know, as far as the modalism issue, you know, if he didn't believe in modalism, why did he preach that sermon and why doesn't he take it down? You know, sure, he walked it back when he realized that people were calling him out as being a total heretic, and he walked back those statements. But anyway, the bottom line is, you know, I don't want to sit here and go back and forth with Victor Tay. You know, I'm not interested in sitting and watching all 3.5 hours and responding to it. But, you know, I hope you're smart enough to realize that this guy has been called out as a heretic for preaching weird stuff about the Trinity and all the other bunch of weird doctrines he's been preaching. So now he's just trying to turn it around and just attack me and just pull out whatever he can from the past and make things up and whatever. So, you know, don't be fooled by this guy. You know, and it's amazing how people don't even come to me to get my side of the story. They just, oh, wow, that's interesting. No, it's not interesting. It's lies. Anyway, God bless you. Have a great day.